ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Saman Bonam, Chapter 14, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna. Chapter 14, Text 14. Narayanas, Tvam, Nahi, Sarvadehinam, Atmasi Adisakila Loka Sakshi Narayana Angam Nara Bhu Jalayanat Tach Chapi Satyam Na Tavaiva Maya Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehena Atmasi adisakila lokasakshi Narayanangam naribhu jalayana Tachapi satyam na tavaiva maya Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehina Atmasi adisakila lokasakshi Narayanongam narabhu jalayana Tachapi satyam na tavaiva maya Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam Atmasi adi sakila lokasakshi Narayanangam narabhu jalayanat Tachapi satyam na tavaiva maya Word for word meaning, Narayana. The Supreme Lord Narayana. Tvam, you. Na, not. He, whether. Sarva, of all. Dehinam, embodied living beings. Atma, the super soul. Asi, you are. Adisha, O Supreme Controller. Akila, of all. Loka, planets. Shakshi, the witness. Narayana, Lord Sri Narayana. Angam, the expanded plenary portion. Nara, from the Supreme Personality. Bhu, originating. Jala, of the water. Ayanat, because of being. The manifesting source. Tat, that. Expansion. Cha, end. Api, indeed. Satyam, true. Na, not. Tava, your. Eva,
at all.
Maya,
illusory energy.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma is speaking. Are you not the original Narayana, O Supreme Controller? Since you are the soul of every embodied being and the eternal witness of all created realms? Indeed, Lord Narayan is your expansion, and he is called Narayana because he is the generating source of the primeval water of the universe. He is real, not a product of your illusory maya. Everybody please repeat. Are you not the original Narayana? O Supreme Controller, since you are the soul of every embodied beings and the eternal witness of all created realms. Indeed, Lord Narayan is your expansion, and he is called Narayana because he is the generating source of the primeval water of the universe. He is real, not a product of your illusory maya. Indirectly, Brahma is saying, you are Narayana. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 2, text 30, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. This statement was spoken by Lord Brahma in his prayers to Lord Krishna after the Lord defeated him by displaying his mystic powers. Brahma had tried to test Lord Krishna to see if he was really the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing as a cowherd boy. Brahma stole all the boys and their cows from the pasturing grounds, but when he returned to the pastures, he saw that all the boys and cows were still there, for Lord Krishna had created them all again. When Brahma saw this mystic power of Lord Krishna, he admitted defeat and offered prayers to the Lord, addressing him as the proprietor and seer of everything in the creation and as the super soul who is within each and every living entity and is dear to all. Lord Krishna is Narayana, the father of Brahma, because Lord Krishna's plenary expansion, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, after placing himself on the Garbha ocean, created Brahma from his own body. Mahavishnu in the causal ocean and Kshirdakshayi Vishnu, the super soul in everyone's heart, are also transcendental expansions of the Supreme Truth. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Sanatan Goswami has elaborately explained the expansion of the Vishnu or Narayana incarnations from the original form of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The essence is that although Lord Brahma was born from Lord Narayana, Brahma now understands that Narayana is himself a mere expansion of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Again, Brahma now understands that Narayana is himself a mere expansion of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam atmasi adisakila lokasakshi Narayano angam narabhujalayanat dachapi satyam natabhaiva maya. So when you hear the name Narayana, what comes into your mind immediately? Four-armed forms, right? That's the name Narayana. And Narayana is an expansion of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Angam. Prabhupada used, translated the word Angam, the expanded plenary portion. In the spiritual world, the first quadruple expansion of Lord Krishna is, or Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. So when Lord Krishna goes out of Vrindavan, we've heard the past times in Mathura or in Dwarka, that is Vasudev Krishna. And who is Sankarsan? Lord Balaram. Now there's another second expansion of Lord Balaram or Lord Sankarsan. Pradyumna is the son of Lord Krishna in Dwarka. And his grandson of Lord Krishna is Aniruddha. So these four quadruple expansions exist in the spiritual world and also in the material world. Mahasankarsan is Lord Balaram. Now the second Sankarsan, the first expansion is Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu, all the other incarnations of the Supreme Lord manifest. The second expansion of Mahavishnu, or the first expansion of Mahavishnu, is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And then from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. So when the demigods pray in that kheer or sheer or motion or ocean of milk, who is there? Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. No one can see him. They can only hear, and only Lord Brahma is the one who address the expansion of the Supreme Lord. He's also supposed to be lying in the ocean. All of these expansions, the Purusa avatars, they're all lying in that ocean. The first Mahavishnu or Karnadakashaya Vishnu, the entire material world is filled up with half water. And then each and every universe is also, there's a Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and he also lies in the half filled water. And that's why when Lord Varaha saved the planet Earth, is in the nether region. So Kshirdakshaya Vishnu is the one who is like unmanifest in the eyes of Lord Brahma, and all the demigods would pray whenever there is some disturbance. And that Kshirdakshaya Vishnu is all pervading all over the universe. Mahavishnu is all pervading in all the material creation. The Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is all-pervading. They are the super soul. Mahavishnu is the super soul of the entire material world. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of our universe. And Kshirdakshaya Vishnu, also as Paramatma, is also all-pervading, but specially localized aspect as within our heart. As Paramatma, Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. So here, Lord Brahma is addressing Lord Krishna. Are you not the same Narayana? That means indirectly he's saying, you are Narayana. He understood the position even from the 61st verse from the last chapter, when he understood and he woke up It's like from the sleeping state of ignorance, knowingly that I'm not dealing with an ordinary boy here. I'm not dealing with a cowherd boy. I'm trying to bewilder him, because the first time that Lord Brahma heard of Lord Krishna performing this wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan is in that killing of Agasura. The demigods, they're all watching about Lord Krishna's activities. But then the commotion reached up to Brahmaloka. He says, "Hey, what is this noise all about? What's going on? Let me see." So when he saw that Lord Krishna killed Agasura, who is Agasura? Whose demon is he? Yes, the big snake. His lips touching almost the sky, and it became like the playground for the cowherd boys. So the demigods, they were playing their drums and musical instruments and showering flowers, and it reached Lord Brahma. Say, "Who is this boy? How come he's so attractive? Everyone is always talking about him. Let me find out how much is his potency. I know I am the most greatest. I'm the most powerful person in the universe. But this boy, how come he's so... Everyone is always talking about him. All the people of Vrindavan." Vrindavan means they're always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The gopis, the gopas, the elderly cowherd men, young and old, even the cows. They're all absorbed in Krishna and the calves. So, let me test, as Prabhupada says in the purport. See, as Prabhupada says, the ABC of our spiritual knowledge is the Bhagavad Gita. And then the secondary level, you go a little bit higher, Srimad Bhagavatam. But then you go a little bit more higher is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So even from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this verse was quoted by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And then Prabhupada gave a purport on that one. And the whole chapter of the Adilila, chapter 2, explains about Lord Chaitanya being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are one personality, but Lord Chaitanya is more. See, Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. More, in a sense. So, I will read, with your permission, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila. And let's see what... Because the conversation continues in that part of the Adilila, chapter 2. So, yes, Lord Krishna is so amazing that his potency surpasses all the potencies of everyone, including the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who are the most powerful personalities in our universe. No one, even Lord Shiva, becomes bewildered when Lord Krishna became or incarnated as a woman. And who is that? Mohini Murti. By his expansion as a female, Mohini Murti, she also bewildered Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is the most sober person, Dira. But he became attracted also of Lord Krishna's beauty as Mohini Murti. So, even from the very beginning, this what you call Maya or illusory energy comprises of two, Yoga Maya and Maha Maya. Either you are in Yogamaya or you are in Mahamaya. Yogamaya means the illusory energy that prevents the devotees to see Lord Krishna as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that relationship, that illusory energy makes the devotee become closer to Krishna. Becomes more intense. The bond, the loving relationship becomes more and more sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, even though they don't know that Krishna is God. Like Mother Yasoda. We just finished that pastimes in Kartik about the bewilderment of Mother Yasoda seeing also Krishna, the universal form, and trying to bind Lord Krishna. The Acharya says we should actually meditate on the pastimes of Lord Krishna being bound by Mother Yasoda every day. Every day, not just during Kartik. You say, oh, Kartik is finished, so that's it? No. Because we want to get the attractions. We want to attract Lord Krishna, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, act in such a way that Krishna would like to see you. Don't act in such a way that you want to see Krishna. It's like when we go for darshan. Who is having the darshan? Are we having a darshan or Krishna is having darshan of us? Both, but Krishna is more having darshan of us because we don't have full realization of Lord Krishna, Gornitai, Radhesha. We know they are God, but how much we know of Him? Do we know the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, more than Lord Brahma? Mm-mm. He is the topmost jiva. He knows much more than we do. So we should follow in the footsteps of Lord Brahma in order to understand Lord Krishna. And how we can understand Lord Krishna? By glorifying Him. By hearing about Him. When we hear the glorifications of great personalities like Lord Brahma, we also get attracted. And especially in His form. More than His pastimes. First in His form, then His pastimes, then qualities, right? So, Lord Krishna, He bewildered Lord Brahma. And another bewilderment, another Maya is Mahamaya. The bewildering energy of the Supreme Lord that pervades the entire material world, which keeps the living beings from understanding who is Krishna. And the more they become bewildered, the more they become farther and farther away from Lord Krishna. Both potencies are same. They're just divided into two, as Prabhupada mentions, like the electrician, the same current, he knows how to use for fixing a heater and fixing a cooler or an air conditioned. Same energy, Shakti, Maya. So, Brahma stole all the cowherd boys. And these cowherd boys, there are three sets of cowherd boys. We've heard this from the Acharyas. Because Lord Brahma cannot touch the cowherd boys. They are in the same Chinmaya Ras mood of Lord Krishna. They're transcendental. And Lord Brahma is still a jiva. Even though he's pure devotee, he cannot touch them. So the one that he stole, Lord Krishna expanded those cowherd boys in the Maya, illusory forms of the cowherd boys. And then the Vishnu expansions, the Narayan expansions of when Lord Brahma, in a moment, he went back and he saw all of those Vishnu incarnations of the Supreme Lord. That is Lord Krishna. That is Lord Krishna, none different. And they were eating their lunch prasad for 1 year. They didn't go home. The one who went home is Lord Krishna himself, expanded as another cowherd boy's different features, same form, same qualities, same smell. It's like, you know, those who are grihasthas, when they have children, they want to smell the head, or isn't it? Is that correct? Panchat Gauda Prabhu? It says also in the Krishna book. Yes, it's like Hiranyakashipu also. He would do that to Prahlad Maharaj. You know, my dear boy, what have you learned from Spool? Come here, come in my lap. Okay, he would smell him also, even though he's a demon. That is the nature of the parents or the father. So, for 1 year, nothing happened. Like, no one knew. And we've heard the other day also. Lord, even Lord Balarami was bewildered. He doesn't know what's going on, only in the last year. The last year. And the Acharya says also that it was hidden, because if Lord Balaram knew that these cowherd boys are not actual friends of Lord Balaram, like Sridham and Madhu Mangal, then he will feel the separation. Because he'll be looking for them, where they are. So now, Narayana, he lies down in the water. And Lord Brahma is saying that, this is not a product of Maya, where you are lying down. And therefore, you are also not product of Maya. Krishna is Angi. He is the original Narayana. He is the source of Narayana. Therefore, all the expansions, especially these three Purusa avatars, they are also Narayana. We've heard that example of Prabhupada, just like one candle lighting up the full room of candles, they have the same power. But at the same time, Lord Krishna has extra four powers or qualities. He's always surrounded by his devotees. He has amazing pastimes. He's always accompanied with his flute. And one more, just now forgetting. This is the difference between Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna. So, I'm going to go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Krishna is Narayana, the father of Brahma, because Lord Krishna's plenary expansion, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, after placing him in the Garbha ocean, created Brahma from his own body. So, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu came from Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu came from second Sankarsan. And then the original come from Mahasankarsan, then from Vasudev, and then Krishna. So ultimately, Krishna is the father of everyone, not just Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma's a child. No, we're all children of the Supreme Lord. Aham Bijaprada Pita. He is the seed-giving father of every living being, not just in human form, but also lower species of life, demigods, everyone in this material world. And one of his features, as Prabhupada mentions here also, is super soul. The super soul in everyone's heart are all transcendental expansions of the supreme truth. So the super soul knows past, present, and future. But that is the difference between us. We are forgetful, just like Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma had darshan of Lord Krishna at the dawn of creation, from the Brahma Samhita. But because he's in the Jiva Tattva, then therefore he is also tend to forget. Sarvasya chaham hridi sanavishto matasmitir jnanam apuhanam cha. Isvara sarvabhutanam hriddesi arjuna tisthati. He is situated in everyone's heart, and he gives the remembrance and forgetfulness. And he also is the initiator of everything. So he knows what we did or what was our past lives, hundreds and millions of lifetimes. He knows what's going on right now. And he knows also our future. And he doesn't interfere. He's a witness. And he says also, I just read this morning, he's also present in the spiritual world. Not just in the material world. The Paramatma feature of the Supreme Lord, who also inspires all the devotees in the spiritual world how to please and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After Brahma had offended Krishna by stealing his playmates and calves, he begged the Lord's pardon for his offensive act and prayed for the Lord's mercy. So this is the difference. He offended because he tried to check, he tried to test. Knowingly that, hey, I am the greatest, and he forgetfulness. So Prabhupada says, I forgive you once, I forgive you twice, I forgive you thrice, but the fourth time, it's not a mistake anymore. Mistakes means unknowingly in the beginning, you may be doing it, but then if you keep repeating the same mistakes again and again, it is your decision. You are deciding now. It is not unknowing. And Lord Brahma here, he's not envious of Lord Krishna. He's just amazed by the potency of Lord Krishna. So, please forgive me. I took birth from the lotus that grew from your navel. Then you are, therefore, you are my father and my mother. I am your son. Parents never take seriously the offenses of their children. I therefore beg your pardon and ask for your benediction. Sri Krishna said, O Brahma, your father is Narayana. I am but a cowherd boy. How can you be my son? We've heard this yesterday from Maharaj's class. How can I be your father? I'm just a young boy, and you came from Narayan himself. So those who doesn't understand this tattva of the supremacy of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna over Lord Narayan, that Lord Narayan is an expansion of Lord Krishna, they say that Lord Narayan has four arms and Lord Krishna has only two hands. Therefore, Lord Krishna came after Lord Narayan. This is what they say. And because also, we've heard Lord Narayan came first, then Lord Brahma, and then after Lord Brahma's prayers towards Lord Krishna, for the Lord to appear, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Then, therefore, one says that, oh, yes, Lord Krishna came after Lord Narayan, even after Lord Brahma. So, it doesn't make sense. It says in the scriptures that we have to know these Purusa avatars. There is no other religion or understanding of these three features of the Supreme Lord. That God has many features. For them, they only say, oh yes, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit could be the Paramatma. But God the Son, that means we're all children of God also, once we come to the platform of pure devotional service. They don't have this understanding of Karandakasai Vishnu, Garbhodakasai Vishnu, Kshirdakasai Vishnu. Do we need to understand this? Yes, so that we'll be able to really know the extent of the potency of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Because the more we know about Him, then the more we appreciate Him, and the more we'll be able to develop love. But Prabhupada says, don't try to understand Lord Krishna, but try to develop your love towards Him. And how you develop love towards Him? Through His pure representatives, through loving also the things which are dear to Lord Krishna, like the cows. Now we have Krishna there with the cows, especially in Braj. I was in a tour the other day. I heard that there is only one thing that you cannot ask. You can ask from pure devotees of the Supreme Lord benediction, some boon. And from the cows, there is only one thing that you cannot ask. What is it? Bhakti. But in Vrindavan, it's a different cows. They are so dear to the Lord that when you can ask also benediction from the cows to attain bhakti. So, all the living beings within the material and spiritual worlds are ultimately born of you, for you are the super soul of them all. So in the beginning, he was testing Lord Brahma, testing Lord Krishna, whether he is real or not. So similarly also, when before we embark on the spiritual path, the Shastra says also that we should test the spiritual master, whether he is genuine or not. Is he able to really guide us? Will he really be able to liberate me from the cycle of repeated birth and death? Both ways. The guru tests the disciple, and the disciple tries to see whether he is the real one. And there is nothing wrong with that, because yes, there is so many charlatans, so many pseudo gurus. But we're very fortunate. We have Srila Prabhupada, and also his dear disciples who are also following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, who can guide us. But ultimately, we all go back home, back to Godhead because of Srila Prabhupada. Yes or no? Because the teachings of the Guru is one. Many details, but Srila Prabhupada is a Mahabhagavat. There are many, many different kinds of Gurus or types of Gurus, which means purity. But Srila Prabhupada's purity is so much. And he is also genuine Brajabasis. You are therefore the original Narayan. This is one reason. So I would like you to read this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, because it is so extensive. Ultimately, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami will declare that Lord Krishna is Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He has many angas, he has many kalas or expansions or portions, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan. And sometimes his pure devotees also will be addressed as Bhagavan, like Narad Muni or Lord Shiva, because they also, through their examples, their activities, they show that they are in that feature of Bhagavan, but only to a limited degree. And Krishna is unlimited degree. So hope against hope, somehow by reading these topics about the Supreme Lord, about Lord Brahma, how his mood of humility, understanding his minuteness compared to the Supreme Lord. His understanding is like being a spark compared to the fire. Very, very small. And he's able to realize and he gains that loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. While he was praying, actually he was in ecstasy. He was in love of God. He attained that love of God. He was trembling, as we heard from the previous chapter. He was trembling, he's crying, his voice is faltering. All the signs of one who is in static love of God. So one day, hopefully, we'll come to that platform if we just keep on continuing hearing about this subject matter. And also, there is a saying, God help those who help themselves. So helping ourselves means following what Srila Prabhupada has taught us. Simple way. Prabhupada says, if you follow the regulative principles and you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you go back home, back to Godhead. How simple can you be, you know? But also, we have to come for Mangalartik. And come for Srimad Bhagavatam class. And join our 24-hour kirtan whenever you are here. The whole package. Actually, devotional service is very easy for the simple-minded. We should be like a child. The child doesn't care of honor or dishonor. They're very innocent. There's a child thinking that, oh, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to be like criticized from what I'm doing. No, it's like free. Sridhar Swami says like that, in order to attain love of God, we have to be simple. Not make our life complicated. And how simple can we be? Day after day after day, we're doing the same thing and we're just getting more and more blissful. We're getting more and more wanting to do it. And I was saying the other day in Bhagavad Gita, 24 hours is not enough for a devotee. You get up for Mangalartik, by the time you come for the morning program, it's prasadam time. By the time prasadam time, after prasadam time, it's already 12 o'clock. And then, you know, it's too much. The time expands at the same time. It's not enough for a devotee. Got so much activities here going on. But Prabhupada says also, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, how you can measure you are making advancement in Krishna consciousness? By how eager you want to hear these topics. Of course, hearing is not enough also. You have to act upon them. It's like I've seen many Brajabasis who come every day when I go for my walk. And they just hear. I don't know what they do during the daytime. But here we are hearing and Prabhupada says acting upon it. That is the result of what you've heard. Especially preaching, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, distributing the holy name. Hare Krishna. So we stop here. Any other points or comments or questions? Our dear President.
Lord Brahma was lamenting that he committed this offense, but he was saying that, you know, he was being illusioned by Krishna, just like Prakriti Mahani, living any things he's a doer of activities which are naturally carried out by material nature. So he says, you know, we keep doing the wrong things, but aren't we being forced to do them their property by Mother Nature, and Brahma was forced by Yoga Maya. So Krishna's actually going to explain the tricks.
Yeah, well, in the material world, the conditioned souls, they're given a choice. We have this minute independence. Minute means we have a little bit of freedom. And if we misuse that, then we are culpable. We are destined to get the reaction. So it depends on the nature that we acquired. Prabhupada says, good is not good enough. It's still bad. Because you still have to come back if you're in a mode of goodness. To come to the platform of pure goodness, one should render service to the Supreme Lord. So anyone, anybody who's not on that platform of pure goodness, they have a tendency to commit that mistakes again and again and again. So as long as we are plugged in into engaging ourselves in the process of devotional service, then the less chance that you will commit mistakes. Less chance.
Thank you, Maharaj. Did you like mention something about Paramatma in the ritual
dance? I just read it. Well, that's what I've read. I don't know how farther I can explain. He was saying that Paramatma is also in the spiritual world. In a different sense, Krishna is within the heart of everyone, even in the spiritual world. Krishna is present with you face to face and also always within your heart. It's probably not called as Paramatma, but yes, Maharaj. Support. The wives of the Brahmanas.
So when Krishna and Balaram gave the darshan to the wives of the Brahmanas,
mm-hmm.
they could not directly associate Krishna and Balaram.
Mm-hmm.
So Prabhupada uses the word Krishna. A super soul in their hearts was connecting with Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
The wives of the Brahmanas.
Yes.
And then there's another example. But the son is always in the heart of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So right. It's not the chitta guru order.
Yeah. It's not that kind of understanding. It's like deep within the heart of Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna is there. Okay? But it's not called as Paramatma. Because Paramatma is in localized aspect here. Yes. Yes, Raja Vidya Prabhu. Don't turn it off. Keep it on. It takes 2 minutes to turn it on. Well, not in Braj is they are special. They can give you Krishna prem. If you go pray in Delhi, maybe. Even though cows are in the mode of goodness, but the cows in Vrindavan still, or the animals in Vrindavan, they are like, you know, of course you don't pray to the monkey, please give me your love of God. No, but you can pray to the cows, love of God. Oh, you give respect because cows are our mothers.
If he goes to cow,
if he goes, if he, or they go to Kali, and let us say, even in city,
yeah.
But it is dear to Krishna, just going near to Kali, it's not like you are getting...
You come to the mode of goodness. It's not the same as the cows in Braj. Okay? It's like the Brajavasis, it's not the same as Delhi Vasis. Right? Huh? Cows are cows, but still the Brajavasi cows are different. Make sense? Like the monkeys here are not the same as the monkeys in Delhi. The monkeys here, when they die, they go back to Godhead. When they die, monkeys in Delhi, they'll go back somewhere in Europe or something. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. Maharaj, you were saying that he can be in the same consciousness by constantly plugging into Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Different aspects of Krishna consciousness.
Mm, 9 processes.
Even after doing, sometimes we feel, even after chanting more, that consciousness is not there. And we are glad in front of the deities also.
Mm.
So my question is it because of offenses? And if yes, and if we don't know what is the cause of the offenses, so how can we overcome it? How can we overcome it come into the right consciousness?
Yeah. See, we have to be really mindful of what we're doing. We have to be really thinking what we're doing, why we are doing what we are doing. It is not mechanical. It is not external. Bhakti is not external. It's more internal. So Krishna wants to see your motive. What is it behind what you're doing? You can chant till you're blue in the face, but if you are chanting, oh, I wish I have material desires to be more and more, it's not gonna work, right? As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you're just chanting alphabets, reciting alphabets. Anyone who chants the Supreme Lord purely, his eyes will be full of tears. So yes, offenses, 10 offenses we must avoid, but especially in attentiveness. Bhakti Brihat Bhagavat Maharaj has made that special module on chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Next time he comes, we can ask him to do some seminar for us. And it's really like powerful. Very purifying. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki!